Fourth and final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on this Tuesday afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. And every Tuesday at this time, we head over to Weston. We bring in Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee, who is on the line with us. Coach, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks for the visit, as always. You said today that you're a work in progress. I just want to know from head coach's point of view, when you get into the games, when unfortunately they get lopsided, like you were this past Saturday or the Georgia game, how much are you gauging just kind of the compete, the battle of your team all the way through that game? So when you get into games like Colorado State and UConn, you know you're equipped to fight all the way to the end. How much does that come into play?
Well, we've distilled everything down here to like making the competitive choice. So regardless of the score, you know, I want to see Vanderbilt football players making the decision to compete and to be tough and to play to a standard. And that is part of the early climb here, is just establishing a style of play that doesn't change based on how we feel or what our circumstances are. And over time, that will open up opportunities to win games late, no matter how they start. And you see this all the time where, you know, teams build a big lead early and then, you know, the opponent battles back. And there's psychology to winning, right? It's a team that gets a lead, softens, loses focus. A team that is behind learns how to counterpunch. And some of the great comebacks happen because you have a team that just continuously chooses to compete. You know, the Florida game, different than the Georgia game. We unfortunately gave up some big plays early that allowed them to score two touchdowns in the first quarter, but we failed to finish our drives, or else we would have been in a really nice tight game heading into halftime. And even at 21-0, we felt coming back in the second half that the game was, you know, it was one possession away from tightening up, and our kickoff coverage team comes out at the second half and does a great job covering. Our defense makes a stop, and then we surrender a fake punt. It's just, again, it comes down to that element of complementary football. It's all three phases owning their responsibility and interlocking to allow for performance in the other phases. And so, once they were able to distance to 42, you know, it becomes, you know, an improbable climb, but yet it's still, for us, the messaging week in, week out, every single day, is about Vanderbilt football making the competitive decision, every single time the ball snaps. So we keep an eye on that, and we celebrate it when we do it, and obviously we expect it. It's our standard, but, we want to be in games where those decisions accumulate and allow us to pull away and win one.
We all remember when we were in school, the midterm report card. So you're at the midway point of your season. If you were doing kind of a midterm report card, how would you view the first half of your season, of your first season as head coach of Vanderbilt?
Well, you know, look, it's without like, we're disappointed. We're disappointed to be where we are. I mean, we feel like there's more opportunity for certainly within league play to play tighter games, contested games. And again, for us, you know, it's about creating pressure on the opponent to win a game in the fourth quarter. You know, as we develop and recruit into that talent gap, we want to play a style of football that allows us to have success. And we don't feel like we've found that identity yet, though we're continuing to take our swings and continuing to build into that identity. You know, I'm proud of the games that we won, because they were tight games that we, you know, dug in and found a way. I mean, I think that's to be celebrated too. And so, I would say that if I'm going to give a grade on our first half of the season here, I think it's pretty well articulated that we are a work in progress. You know, and it's unfair necessarily to say, you know, to actually put assign a letter to it, you know,
yeah.
It's just a matter. Hey, look, we've improved in some areas. If you look at the penalties in the game, we were 3 for 35 yards in a hostile environment. None of those were offensive, false start. We had a delay game that upon review, you know, we had a little issue with the play clock starting early. We had an effort penalty by an O-lineman who kind of dove on and blocked the guy that was on the ground that got a unsportsmanlike conduct, unfortunately, in a situation where we were driving into the red zone, hopefully to punctuate with a score. But, you know, I guess the point being is, you know, our penalties are becoming more effort-based, more fundamental technical-based rather than procedural. I think that's a good sign. I think we've designed better around the players that we can get the ball to on offense. That's a good sign. Defensively, we played against a team that wants to establish a run game, and we were able to force them out of that. That's a good sign. Now, where do we go from here? It's how do we limit explosive plays on defense? That's going to be about applying pressure to the quarterback, and that's going to be about closing the middle of the field so that they can't have access to the post balls that hit us and the running back through the middle. I mean, those things we can, again, teach and design around to make progress. Offensively, it's all about the finish. And I think within that, too, you know, to go 15 plays and to score a touchdown requires an element of precision and discipline late in the drive that we can accomplish. You know, we were just under 20 minutes of time of possession in the first half, which means we were just about two-thirds of the game clock in the first half. That is a recipe for good things for Vanderbilt so long as we finish drives with points. And a part of that to me is going to be unlocking an explosive nature of our offense. So when you talk about the one-on-one throw to Will Shepard, we had a one-on-one throw to Amir. You know, we had some opportunities there. And obviously the one to Chris there at the last drive of the first half.
Oh, boy.
Those are ones that we need to put away. And now all of a sudden you've got a team that's positioned to win a game on the road.
Coach Clark Lea is with us. So, Coach, I know a lot of people were disappointed with the overturn of the call and that throw you referenced there to Chris Pierce. I thought he did a good job of going up and snatching it. I guess it's always easy when it doesn't go your way to say, hey, something's wrong with the system. But I do wonder sometimes about the whole idea that it has to be a conclusive evidence to overturn the call on the field. Boy, it took a long time for them to come back with a decision there. Did you get a further explanation of that?
We did. You know, I'm laughing because I wish that you were in that, in that decision-making process for us. Helpful, you know. Look, we always send those calls in and we got an explanation on it. And you know, I understand. And I think it's across all sports that involve instant replay. There's just those, you know, that when you go frame by frame and you're making decisions, it takes some of the free flow of the game out of it. But what I would like to say, just to make it clear what our mindset is, that was our fourth down attempt. Right, so like to me, we're first and goal at the one, and it takes us four downs and a throw to get a call to go to review. Let's find a way to punch it in before that, and let's take ownership over that as a program and say, you know, we have the ability to move the ball 1 yard. Let's not leave it in their hands. And so, you know, I refuse to, I said this before, but we're not going to be victimized by results here. We're not going to be a woulda, coulda, shoulda team. It's just not. That's leaning on excuses and not taking the ownership. Let's find a way to punch the ball on the 1 yard line. We can do that, and that way we don't have to go to review. Hopefully,
we've talked about some of the things that emerge when there's opportunities. Raymond Davis unfortunately goes down. Here comes Rocco Griffin. He's shown some promise. He gets a little banged up, and boy, I was impressed with how Patrick Smith ran the ball. So many runs where he just was determined to make it happen there. So that's got to be a plus that you're finding guys that look like they belong.
It is. You know, I think Patrick, most times freshmen will have a game where we've known he's skilled, you know, like we see that in our practice. But, you know, to have a game where you go out and play with that level of confidence, a lot of times it's that moment where the kind of light bulb goes off and you start to actualize your potential. The most impressive thing about what Patrick did on Saturday for us was the number of times he created a run where there was not a run there. And it was hard running. It was slippery. He was accelerating, decelerating. You know, he was making the tough decision on the sideline and fighting for extra yards. I was really impressed as a freshman on that stage to step up the way he did. And I'm hopeful that we can build on that performance and you know, draw more out of him here as we reach the back half of the season.
Another guy I wanted to ask you, another guy that seems like he's getting better each week is Devin Boddy, who's he can help you a little bit. You give him the ball as a runner a few times, but he looks like as a pass catcher, he's making some progress.
He's created for us. He's become a guy that we've gone to in critical situations with third down conversions. Obviously, he had the fourth down conversion against UConn that led to the field goal. Proud of him. You know, he's a guy that was really struggling to find himself in the wintertime when we got here, and he made decisions to stick around, and we had systems to intervene and to help him get on his feet. And he's really flourished as a playmaker, and I'm excited, you know, not just for what that means for us in the short term, but you're still dealing with a young player who has a high ceiling. And so as we continue to build into him, and as he continues to make great decisions and push himself to higher levels, we got a guy that's got a chance to be pretty special, we think.
We're talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, as they will take on South Carolina in Columbia this weekend. So when you look at the next three games overall, I mean, what are you thinking you can learn about your club as you go on the road and then you have two back at home here in Nashville?
Well, you know, every game is about like finding the path to a win and executing that path. You know, you're into like an endurance stretch for your football program. And I think in year one, where we have pushed this group from a work capacity standpoint, so, you know, we're practicing harder, we're practicing longer. You know, what I want to see is that those efforts lead to a team that plays better on Saturdays. But, you know, we have to continue to make those choices to go out in the field and to practice at standards so we can take that preparation to performance. You know, the next three at South Carolina and two at home, it's an important three then heading into a bye week where, you know, we make a push here and in conference we find a way to win games. You know, that's the goal here, is that we know enough about ourselves that we can, again, design around our strengths, that we can kind of limit the areas that we, you know, where we struggle, our deficiencies, and, you know, that we can go out and execute a plan to win and come away with some celebration in the locker room. So that's what I want to see, is just growth and maturity and continued, focus on the competitive decision. And, you know, in our conference now, as we reach kind of the teeth of the schedule here, you know, the ability to show endurance and to show that mental and physical conditioning that will allow us to separate in games as everyone deals with the toll of the college football season. And I'm excited to kind of see what the next few weeks reveal about where we are and where we need to go.
South Carolina, of course, Shane Beamer, their first-year head coach, so they're in a similar situation as they're trying to build their program. But what are some things that you've learned about them as you study to get ready for this weekend?
They're like us. They're fighting for results, and I'm sure, you know, they experienced some frustration as we have. It's going to be two teams that are desperate to get a win. They have skill on offense. They've gotten productive receiver play, and they've got a really good running back. And, you know, their quarterback has returned healthy, and he's athletic enough to move the chains with his legs. You know, they present some issues that way. We'll have to be really buttoned up in the run game, and then we're going to have to win some one-on-one matchups and be aware of certain guys on the perimeter defensively. You know, for us on offense, it's about, you know, again, kind of doubling down on what we had prepared for Florida. I thought we had a really good awareness of where their issues were, and again, where we could counter that with our strengths. It, you know, we have to dial into the same kind of game plan for South Carolina, and hopefully, you know, find ways to separate their first and second level to get a run game established. I wasn't, you know, outside of Patrick, you know, creating, I wasn't pleased with how our run game went against Florida. So can we get that run game established and find a way to hit our shots, you know, off the run action? Those will be things that we'll be looking to do.
Well, best of luck this weekend in Columbia, and appreciate the time as always. We'll do it again next week.
Great to be with you guys. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. Coach Clark Lee of Vanderbilt as they do take on South Carolina on Saturday. We'll come back and, as always, talk to Mitch Light from The Athletic about all things college football. Can't imagine what we're going to get into. We'll do that next on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.